When it comes to gender parity, tribal councils in our region have made more progress than state houses or U.S. Congress. Still, women remain underrepresented. The Mountain West News Bureau's Savannah Marr reports.
Karen Snyder has never been afraid to use her voice. She says she learned that from the Shoshone women who raised her on the Wind River Reservation in Wyoming.
Grandmothers, mothers, very strong line of women that are very outspoken.
And that came in handy in 2016 when she was elected to the Eastern Shoshone Business Council.
You have to be assertive as a woman in the council.
Because with notable exceptions, Snyder says the council has always been male dominated.
And I don't say that in a judgmental way, but that's how our tribal governments have typically been comprised of.
Snyder didn't let that stop her from rising through the ranks. Last fall, she was the natural choice to replace the outgoing vice chairman, and then to take on the chairman's duties when he took medical leave soon after. Then the pandemic hit.
I've really had to step up my game substantially within the course of the last year.
She took the lead in coordinating the tribe's response, from establishing a stay-at-home order to divvying up federal coronavirus aid.
It's not like I was power-hungry or that I was territorial. I just felt like we had to get something done.
But in September's election, Snyder didn't win back her council seat. She was defeated in the primary by 6 male candidates. She says she can't be sure why, but if she had to guess.
I don't know if maybe our tribal communities are actually ready, you know, for woman leadership.
In the last 4 years, Indigenous women have achieved unprecedented political representation on the state and federal levels. But across our region, fewer than a third of tribal council seats are held by women.
There's a little change, but it's still the good old boys club.
That's Dr. Teresa Spoonhunter, a professor of tribal leadership at Central Wyoming College. She says it hasn't always been this way. Historically, Indigenous women had far more power and agency than their European counterparts. Many tribes are matriarchal. But with colonization came new ideas about gender roles.
The federal government set the template. And when they came to meet with the men because Western society is more male dominant.
And she says the work of tribal councils matters a lot in the lives of tribal citizens. They make decisions about healthcare, public safety,
tribal resource management, environmental issues, you know, economic development.
So she says it's important for these councils to contain a variety of voices and perspectives. While the gains have been slow, Spoonhunter believes that's the direction many tribes are moving in. Case in point, the Northern Cheyenne tribe made history this year when it elected 7 women to its council, including a female chair and vice chair. Northern Cheyenne citizen Dr. Desi Rodriguez-Lone Bear spoke at their swearing-in.
We need hope as Cheyenne people. And who better to bring us hope than our matriarchs, grandmothers, mothers, aunties, sisters, and daughters?
One of those new leaders is Silver Little Eagle. At 21, she's part of another group who are typically missing from tribal councils, young people. She says what's most needed from the tribal government during the pandemic is compassion, and the women who've been elected can provide that.
Our people have been patriarchal for the past 100 years, and men always lead the battle, but I think now is just a time of filling in the missing pieces of our government.
On the Wind River Reservation, Karen Snyder may have lost her council seat. But she was the first person the new council called to head up the Eastern Shoshone tribe's ongoing COVID-19 response. As she takes on this role, she says she's proud of how she conducted herself in office, and she hopes that by being outspoken and decisive, she showed other Shoshone women a path to leadership.
I would hope so, that maybe there's a young girl or another woman that had said, hey, she stood her ground in this environment that historically and customarily was meant for a male.
For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Savannah Marr.